Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev. Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page of BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners, a beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you might. All he is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. Do utilise it. The Black Yarning Circle, it is. Let's open up the show with Fatty Boy, sung by Stevie Tolfa, Sounds of Austronesia. Do enjoy.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it,
it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I've got no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too damn fast and change the beauty of the melody until they sound just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's got a beat of rock and roll music, if you want to dance with me.
Yeah, that's Herb Patton there, rock and roll here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Give us a call here on your daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Taking it right up to 12 noon Queensland time. All right, Indigenous cultural camps teach city schools students on Gungari country. We're going to catch a VR now with Troy Roberts, founder and CEO of Raw Impact. On the line, Troy, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. How you going, guys?
We're well, mate. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
Yeah, so we're in Toowoomba, which is where we've got a bit of a hub set up in Australia in Toowoomba, and we've got a little one in Perth as well. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So talk about Indigenous cultural camps. So we're talking about working closely with the traditional owners, getting kids out on camp, and look, how you say, a captive audience. We can really have deadly conversations about the vision, about the future, and making right decisions, yes?
Yeah, that's it, eh? Yeah. We've been working in Cambodia for about 10 years, as I was sharing, and, you know, when COVID came, we had all these school partners around Australia, and we thought, well, they're not going to Cambodia for a few years, so how about we work in our own country with the First Nations? And, you know, we just started connecting with people, with elders, with traditional owners, and, you know, went out there. Actually just went out west and had a yarn and sat around fires and, you know, opened my eyes so much. To
deadly. Troy, who's at the table with you? Who's working with you?
Yeah, so Raw Impact, we've got a crew in Australia. We've got a crew up in Cambodia as well. So, yeah, there's about 10 of us in Australia, including volunteers, a couple of paid roles. But we're a very small grassroots organisation. And, you know, our passion is just getting young people out on country with elders.
Yes.
You know, so that they can learn culture, you know, whether they're non-Indigenous or Indigenous kids.
Okay.
I just think it's so good for them, eh?
Yeah, look, it's a good bridge builder, especially when you're talking about between black and white, but also helping these kids make the right decision. When you look at youth crime across the globe, it's horrendous, and it's about making the right decision. I mean, they're not bad kids. They're good kids making bad decisions, that's all.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, look, we've got all walks are going out. So we've got, you know, your private schools on the Sunny Coast. We've got a public school coming over from Perth next year, John Forrest State High.
Mm.
And then we've also got the youth justice kids and the child safety kids.
Okay.
Most of those kids are Murray kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've taken our first group out a couple of weeks ago, and it was profound what happened to those group of kids, those boys. You know, they had all sorts of backgrounds, some tough times, some tough family situations, but going out on country with elders.
Yeah.
You know, and we had Uncle Dane and Uncle Richard and Uncle Wayne out there with the Gungri mob out at Mitchell, just outside Mitchell to the Yumba we take them. And, you know, it's just healing. It's healing and transformative, and we always get them doing projects as well. So on that trip, we built a bow shed at the Yumba there, and the boys got to learn how to use tools and learn how to build things, use the Kanga digger. They love the Kanga.
Yes.
And, you know, we got something done for the aunties, and then, you know, the pride on their faces when they stood there with the aunties and had a photo after three hard days on the tools. It was just priceless, you know. And
So how many camps have you done, Troy?
We've probably done about a dozen now. Yeah,
okay.
12 camps over the last 12 months.
And what ages are we talking?
Oh, sort of high school kids, year 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, that kind of age group.
And some of the youth justice kids are not at school, eh?
Yeah, a lot of the YJ kids, they're, 13 to 17 sort of age, but a lot of them aren't going to school.
Sure, so, but here's an opportunity. They're still included.
Exactly. Mm, yeah. So fantastic. We get, you know, get a lot of elder support. I'm also partnering with an awesome legend of a guy called Adam Wenatong.
Okay.
And,
yes.
He runs Adapt Mentorship. So Adapt and Raw are partnering together on the Youth Justice Child Safety Kids.
Yeah.
And he's doing a whole mentoring program with these kids, and then we take them out on country for a week, and then, you know, at the end of it, he does more mentoring. So it's just a really good collaboration, and Adam and I have been working on this for about 8 months now.
Yeah.
And meeting with all the Toowoomba guys in Youth Justice, Child Safety, the police, everyone, you know.
Well, if you look at the success of it, I mean, talking about this could be, should be, template across the country.
It'd be great.
Simple concept, you know what I mean?
We'd love to see it. And if there's anyone listening that, you know, wants to get involved in this, or, you know, has a doorway into either a nation or an area, we would absolutely love to talk to you guys. And,
yeah,
bring it on. Let's expand it, you know.
Troy, you got a web page, or how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so rawimpact.org, so rawimpact.org. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you'll see a contact us on that, and that'll shoot through to me or one of our team in Toowoomba. And, we'd love to connect with any schools, any nations, any towns, you know, that want to get involved in this because, we think it's pretty exciting. And look, all those kids that are coming out from schools that are non-Indigenous, they're learning so much about Aboriginal people, who they really are, their story. Mm. And it's changing their stereotypes and changing their perceptions. And, I think that's where we've got to start with this big work called reconciliation. It starts with just friendship, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the high level of the plan here. I mean, you're talking about Mr. Wenatong, you're talking about yourself. He being Indigenous, you being a non-Indigenous, there's the bridge builder right there. So it just filters down, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. We're really excited about that partnership because, as you said, it's all inclusive, you know. This is we have a shared future together, and let's make it the best future we can. And, there's been a lot of injustice done, and there still is today, I believe, just after what I've learned.
Yes.
But the way to tackle that is to stand up together and to model, you know, the Indigenous, non-Indigenous working together in this place. You know, we now call Australia, but we still call Goongri, and we still call Murawari, and we've got to share that as well, you know. This is still, the First Peoples land. And, we're privileged to share it, but we need different thinking, a bit of a different approach, and mostly we need to just expose young people because they're the next leaders of this country.
Well, exactly. They're the future.
Yeah, they're the next business leaders, whether they're Indigenous or not. And, let's get them exposed around elders learning so that when they run their own company one day or when they're in positions of leadership and influence, they can really make a difference, you know.
Fill in your passion, my brother. Look, some big shout-out to your deadly team, to the traditional owners there as well. Gungari Mob, it's fantastic. Yep. And getting it together is what you guys are doing. Thank you for the yarn. Please do keep in touch, and we'll keep focused on what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers, guys.
Take care, Troy. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That's Troy Roberts, our founder and CEO of Raw Impact. So do check it out, rawimpact.org, O-R-G, and have a look at what they're doing. But Indigenous cultural camps teach city school students on Gungari country. But for the working with the students in school, but also for kids, youth justice, who are not in school, just off the wrong track and trying to get them back on track. And camp is a good tool, and working with traditional owners and the aunties and uncles, it's fantastic. It is the foundation of their future. And if they've got culture within them, then they can have a strong foundation moving forward. Have your say in Yarnup Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
To live now, we're fighting, we're solving our end of the white, the so-called right and power. And as we grow, I'll be seen as we go, we live to be told. Now know the cost, now the soul been lost. You don't know.
waters flow, for lost souls, black stones, black stones. My tears flow, for lost souls. And now, now, I called you forgotten. And now, now, our people broken. And now we're sidetracked by wars, the true cause ignored. My mind has to be set free. I'm a wanderer, kept captive, slave to the dollar, white collar. What you're teaching me with your heart of stone. And black stones, you don't know. Stones, you don't know. My tears flow for lost souls. Black stones, my tears flow for lost souls. To the brothers of red rose, to the bleeders of blood nose, our rollers of pant rose, giants of the FIFA full from, to the warriors crow. Deafening war drums, down to the south sands, from mother's voice singing to the young ones, music for one and all.
we'll sit around the campfires and hear stories of the past. We'll sit around the campfires and hear stories of the past. When it's time for my bedtime, I need you by my side. I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea. I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea. Oh, I give out the number, that's where I want to be. Oh, I give out the number, that's where I want to be.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
Yeah, Daily Track there. One woman, Ivan Demel, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Number of National Talk Black and yarning with the host here. Your ball, the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Media release about joining the dots, improving dental outcomes for First Nations people. An ambitious new plan to implement better dental care for First Nations people is a step closer to reality as dental schools around Australia begin to totally overhaul the teaching curriculum. So the new curriculum will contribute to the development of graduate dental practitioners who have the appropriate knowledge, skills and practice to provide culturally safe oral health care. We're going to catch up a yarn now, Professor Julie Setter, University of Melbourne, from the Melbourne Dental School. On the line, Professor Julie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Probably colder than you.
Warm up in Cairns.
Oh, lucky you.
And look, thinking of you guys down there in southern Victoria, it's cold as, but look, nice up here. Have you been to Cairns, Professor Julie?
I have several times. Good. Yeah, I do some work out in East Arnhem Land, so okay. I drop by Cairns on the way.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much. And talking about this fantastic new curriculum, Joining the Dots, Improving Dental Outcomes for First Nation People. Look, it's a space that needs to be worked on, and it's great that a new curriculum is at the table.
Yeah, thanks. We see it as important in the dental schools in Australia. Like, we've now got accreditation standards that make sure that all dental programs have a look at this space, and we recognise that for many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, it's a really scary business receiving dental treatment, and we need to make sure that it's not a scary business.
Yes, and it's a safe, well, it's very important that we take care of our insides of our mouth and what have you. And so, yeah. But we also need that cultural awareness, you could say, in regarding that relationship building. You're talking about a dentist having a relationship with a patient, and so we need a bridge there to make sure there is a relationship.
Oh, absolutely agree with you. It's not just dentists, it's oral health therapists and dental prosthetists who make your dentures and so on. That it's all across all of those programs, and we recognise that the understanding of Indigenous culture and knowledges is an important contribution to make for our practitioners. We need to make sure they know how to work with people and yarn with them and you know, operate in a way that makes them feel really comfortable and trust the processes.
Well, exactly. And if there's, you look at it in the past, if there's no sort of relationship, First Nation people, they deter from going to the dentist. 10 years later, haven't been to a dentist because of that fear factor.
Oh, absolutely. And we know that sometimes they put up with lots of toothache and lots of pain and think that it'll go away and eventually lose those teeth. And that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so connected to other parts of our health, our heart, diabetes, Alzheimer's, you know, all sorts of other parts of our health that are connected to our mouths, as you'd know.
Professor Julie, about remote communities, so in the dental world, dentists are flying out to communities, or are they based at communities? Tell us the setup there for dental visits.
Look, the further you get away from our capital cities, the scarcer dental treatment is. It's harder and harder to access. And, of course, in remote communities, it's even, you know, more difficult. And often those communities rely on fly-in and fly-out services, which, you know, we all know are not ideal. Mm. But we've got, you know, practitioners spread out over many, many thousands of kilometres. And sometimes it's the only way to get some care. What I think would be really important is to develop some of those skills in people in community and have them, you know, connect up a bit better with our fly-in, fly-out services. So we'd love to see more First Nations dental practitioners coming through our dental schools so that they can be, you know, advocates for their own people and provide services in their own communities.
Well, exactly.
That's
and
part of the work we're trying to do.
Exactly. And you can't beat black on black, and to have more professional dentists black at that's fantastic. That is a goal. And there's plenty of room for that to happen, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I think from this curriculum's perspective, what's really important is for dental schools to engage with their local communities and bring the expertise of those communities into the dental schools. I'm not Indigenous, and I recognise that I don't hold the cultural knowledge, and it's actually inappropriate of me to talk about that. I bring somebody from a local community in to talk to our students to make sure that they're getting the right perspective. And this curriculum really invites dental schools to do that. So if I can encourage your colleagues in your community, right across Australia, you know, if you get a reach out from a dental school, please partner with them to make sure that their students are learning the right things.
Exactly. Professor, you're talking about going to Arnhem Land, what have you. When dentists go to communities, have we got the right professional setup in the communities regarding dental work?
Look, there are clinics in remote communities that often sit in community health centres.
Yes.
And they've got to cart all their gear out, of course, and their equipment. You know, it's an expensive business as it is providing any health service. And there's not enough investment by the Commonwealth in this sort of work and in encouraging dental practitioners to work in rural and remote communities. We don't have the same incentives that medicine and nursing have. So really important that we engage with the Commonwealth to fund these programs and also try to develop dental practitioners from within communities. And we in the dental schools have got to get better at making our courses accessible for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students and finding ways to do them, you know, deliver remotely.
Well, Commonwealth Government, I do listen to our program, so who are reaching out? There's a lack of investment in this space, and it's a necessity. It's very, very important. It's part of health, and we are in the 21st century. This is a first world country, so they need to step up to the plate there, Professor Julie.
Oh, look, I couldn't agree more. The sooner we get dental into Medicare, the better, and the sooner we give attention to our rural and remote communities in the same way as we give it to medicine and nursing around dentistry, the better. I mean, I think it's critical.
Thank you, Professor Julie. Now, you're sitting in a conference. Are you in the corner having a yarn with me? Are you?
Well, I'm in a quiet spot, We've got an international dental conference going on downstairs over the last couple of days. So we've launched this curriculum so that we're raising the profile of the work across the dental industry. So that's important, as well as raising it in community.
Well, thank you for the yarn. Pardon the pun. You keep smiling, and we'll talk soon, Professor Julie.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's great to talk to you.
Lovely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Professor Julie Satter, University of Melbourne, from Melbourne Dental School, and talking about joining the dots, improving dental outcomes for First Nation people. A lot of work still needs to be done there regarding the investment of dental work for First Nation people, especially in remote communities. And so I hope the Commonwealth Government is listening to this, need to invest in that space. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Watch your love for me. And if the stars up above got together, how bright would they be? I know we've had some hard times through no fault of yours. Like these, we all need a friend. Can I be yours? And if the world today stops spinning,
find your way. I know we've had some hard times through no fault of yours. Times like these, we all need a friend. Can I?
This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Stop us.
Social revolution.
Soon we'll all be free. That's how
Yeah, Social Revolution, Green Hand Band, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brothers, 045-714-0550. And the brothers, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And you can Yarn Up Strong and also a connection with our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Let's talk football. Congratulations, Geelong Cats defeated the Sydney Swans in the grand final there on Saturday. 133 points to 52. Bit of a whitewash, but look, congratulations, Cats. And the last time they won the premiership was back in 2011. It's 11-odd years ago. And the last time Swans won the championship was back in 2012. So there it is. But Swans have to come back to, well, go back to the drawing board and hopefully try again next year. But Geelong Cats, congratulations. And what about the NRL? The last dance, the big dance, is happening this Sunday. And you've got the Parramatta Eagles, Parramatta Eels, up against Penrith Panthers. And, of course, the Panthers are looking at back-to-back. They take on the Parramatta Eels. And it's been since 1986 since Parramatta Eels won the grand final. Panthers looking at back-to-back. It's going to be great competition. We're the two Western Sydney teams. And virtually neighbours they are, Penrith and Penrith Panthers and Parramatta Eels. So may the best team win there. Congratulations. Good luck with it all. My team Storms are out, of course, and then love for Broncos and Cowboys. But it's about Panthers and Eels. And, yeah, so it should be a good one. And that's happening on Sunday night. It's about 6:30. So good luck there. May the best team win. Condolences to Rabbitohs and Cowboys who got knocked out last week. A bit of shambles in regarding some of the calls, but it is what it is. But one call cannot defeat a team. Well, it could actually, depending how they are. So there's going to be a lot of conversation, I think, in the off-season about some rules and regulations and about the video referee and going back looking at forward passes, for example. You know, do we look at all passes, especially if there's a try from a pass that seems to be forward? They need to check that as well. I mean, talking about millions of dollars and people's focus on and energy and time and club-wise to making a championship. And like I said, televised and what have you, millions of people around the world watching. And when you have stuff like that, I mean, it is a business, so we need to dot the I's, cross the T's. I don't know, tell us your thoughts there. Here on your daily program, National Tall Black, about 11 minutes left on the program. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Jumwala, Saltwater Band. Big shout out, Saltwater Band. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Upstrong? 1-800-422-416. With the ball, your own Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, our Deadly Black Network. Let's look at the top stories in the news. Optus hacker releases 10,000 alleged customer records, then recants. Australian food drone with dangerous chemicals banned in other countries. NASA crashes spacecraft into asteroid, passing planetary defence test. Dark days downgrade on economic growth. Leaked email reveals Green staffer in shock after Lydia Thorpe's outburst. Paul had gambling debts worth more than $1 million, but that wasn't his biggest problem. Other stories here. Charles listens to, that's King Charles, listens to outsiders. He falls under people's spell. Samantha X, online dating harder than escorting. And also the Times says here, I thought we'd learn nothing from the pandemic. I wasn't seeing the full picture. See the award-winning shots from this year's Astronomy Photographers of the Year. The unexpected city that shed its old image to emerge as a European Silicon Valley. So they're the headline news. So tell us what's happening, what news are happening in your neck of the woods. Yarn Up Song here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I believe we've got someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, brother. Good morning, brother. You two up. You know, we can't say the word see. I feel like saying it just to hear the didgeridoo, brother.
Yeah, don't do it. I'll put the didgeridoo on.
I don't know if it's appropriate or... It goes with this bloke, Sam Newman, brother.
Mm-hmm, yes.
He painted himself black. You know where he learned his... I just remember all these... playing skills from when he was playing for Geelong Cats. He learned it from a Noongar, brother. I get choked up.
He learned it from a Noongar.
Graham Polly Farmer, brother.
Is that right, brother?
Noongar. Yeah, brother. And he captained Geelong long before Artie Beeson captained the rugby league side.
Okay.
And when he come over from Perth, racism was institutionalized, brother.
Mm.
He died in 2019, and I started boarding school in 1969 when I went up to Charter South. I went to All Souls, brother.
All Souls, yep.
On Palmer, they had two horse-driven night cars. You know, people went out from them, out our sort of, was outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers, you know, like, you have motivation and talking, but to motivate us, all they said was, we had a lot of role models, they said, look, if you don't get a good school, you're going to end up working on the golf cart, brother. They only sort of inspire us. But when I went up to Charter Stars, brother, and the school diary, that Rosalind Watson, that's Dyke Tigers, Rosalind, and I think Lionel Rose, Jimmy Little, and Graham Polly Farmer, brother.
Is that right?
Yeah, they had him in the diary. And that's a bit of history. I thought I'd ring in for brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you for the history, my brother. That's someone there, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And it's come the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. But back at the hot seat again tomorrow, that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for the yarn. Thank you for your attention. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, you mob. NERS coming up with the news in about 3 minutes. Do enjoy.